Blog Talk Radio.
Introducer. Poetry. Hosted by the lovely, the angelic poet.
The angelic poet.
Sit back, relax, enjoy.
The angelic.
Coming to an end near you.
The original. Become one with this poetic family as we enjoy each other's company. A mixture of R&B and spoken word with the angelic poetry. So guess what? It's time for you to step up and be heard. Only with the angelic poetry. So guess what? Step up and be heard. Hey, everyone. This is the Angelic Poetess, and I'm doing a special second tonight of Poetry After Dark. Usually, we do air on Fridays at 9 p.m., but, you know, under circumstances, we could not air, so we're going to air tonight. We do have exclusive poetry tracks for you, and, of course, the R&B music thing. So sit back and relax and enjoy, and if you want to call in to spit a piece and be a part of this poetic uniqueness, then dial 347-826-9842, and we're going to open up this Atlanta Red, The Island.
I know what you were looking for. It just took time for me to explore the truth behind the boundaries of sensitive memories, where love, trust, respect, and dignity were once the wind beneath your sails. But you were far too special to fail. Even though I heard you asking, why is this happening? Dealing with this ego shell density, am I still woman enough to accept him forgiving me? And at the same time you bore your sorrows, a determined declaration echoed from my soul. I am a strong man with the capacity to love. I struggle through the hurt, but I want to give up. Instead of falling, I will only drift in this space as I ask once more in prayer that I recognize her face. And then I saw you. At that instant, I knew that my faith alone was my bravery. So I gave you my wings so you could fly with me. If I do hold on too tightly, it's not misplaced jealousy, but because if I let go, it will all have been in vain, and I will find myself drifting here again. I've seen your innocent side, the one you tried so hard to hide, seeking absolute love unconditionally, allowing you to breathe again, allowing you to need again, trusting enough to let me be your source of water if you're thirsty. That side, every woman wishes she could set free. Do you not see these diamond tears welled up in my own eyes, pierce into them deeply and tell me that I haven't cried when my own love was plundered? Your love is too precious to squander. When I see you, I see a part of me. I would shed tears for you if you were thirsty. That kind of love will humble any man to place a symbol of commitment on your left hand. A man knows he has found the love of lovers when he can stand that woman next to his own mother and respect the woman who inspires his life as much as he respects the woman who gave him life. I lost my breath when I saw your eyes for the first time. You know me man enough not to lie. Do you remember that zip that went up and down your spine when your eyes met mine? I swear my heart beat like African drums, welcoming a long lost son who had returned as the last prince and brought with him his Ivory Coast princess, reclaiming his rights to heritage and wealth all the way through the traces of Egypt. That's what my heartbeat was saying. The last time we held each other slain, when a man can let a woman know this in everyone's presence, he knows he's met someone faithfully, one whom he wouldn't hesitate to marry. When you're ready to happily let go, let's find this commitment together on the hidden island of Capo.
And you're tuned into Poetry After Dark, which you just heard with Atlanta Red. And now I want to hit her from Michael J. PYC.
You know, you made me feel so good inside. I always wanted a girl just like you. Such a PYT.
Tonight. So I want y'all to put your hands together for my cousin, T.O.
Still, you talked about, you know, God giving us some messages. Got one for you. Isaiah. And his name shall be called Wonderful. And I'm sure his mother has yet to reach her peace in eternity while her corpse continues to spin over and over. And naming her baby Wonderful, it's a wonder how he scored a life in poverty, desolation, starvation, segregation from this great old democracy that should practice F you, B you for us, by us. But instead the policy is F R B R for the rich, by the rich, while the poor in pocket get screwed by the law. I talked to Isaiah on my way to lunch one day. I looked quickly from his eyes, but he caught me in the nick of time because he asked, "Excuse me, miss, but can you spare some change?" I hadn't eaten a thing all day, and my big bill was for my first meal, so I didn't have any change. "I'm sorry, but I don't have it," I said with every sincere bone in my body, and as I turned to walk away, I heard him say, "Even though I'm homeless, I still got my pride. Even though I'm homeless, dignity still abide. Even though I'm homeless, and the world shun me. Even though I'm homeless, God still take care of me." I stopped, convicted in my path, and turned back only to greet his piercing gaze. And I had no clue as to what to say, but he did. He slowly made his way on his feet to stand in front of me. And as he spoke, his corner became his stage. "I'm an old in age. Dirty, murky, hungry man. Been out here all day. Got a used up styrofoam coffee cup trying to be optimistic because it ain't half full or half empty. It ain't got no change in it. But I am rich in wisdom and faith that supersedes gold, silver, or any paper dollars they make. Babylon gonna burn. Shh. For trade, miss justice, balance for a beaten stick. No justice, no peace. Got a public sign on a park and won't let me in it. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. Restaurants give their leftover food to stray dogs and tell me to go to hell. Ain't I your neighbor? Ain't I your brother? When you at your lowest, I relate, not degrade. I am the essence of poverty, and if you needed money, I'd give you half of what I made. Woe to Babylon for trading misjustice balance for a beaten stick. The authority and the people under it chasing away the homeless. Money your help, yeah. But it'll never dictate your heart's worth. I read somewhere that the meek will inherit the earth. So I handed him my $10 bill and watched him as he limped away. I lost my appetite even though I hadn't eaten a thing all day. Because, well, what's a snack? One meal or two or three when you're not living on the street. When you're not worried about what meal your lips will next meet. And I help out when I can. Stop my car to put $5 in an impoverished hand. But I can't stop enough. I can't stop enough. Because tomorrow I'll not only see Isaiah, but Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Daniel, Hosea, Joel, Amos, and Obadiah. But if I can just help one, and if you could just help one, and if we could just help one. Even though they're homeless, they still got their pride. Even though they're homeless, dignity still abide. even though they're homeless, and we shun them, even though they're homeless. God will take care of them. Peace and blessings.
After Dark, the original. I'm your host, the Angelic Poetess. Shout out to the chat room. I have Diamond J, Beast, McNasty, Platinum Queens West, and Real Bad. Thank you all for coming through. And those listeners via Facebook, thank you all. Appreciate the love. And those also on the line. And if you're on the line right now and you do want to participate in spitting a piece for us, you have to press 1, and I will go to your line and open it up so you can sit. The poetry that I played previously is by Tia. She is a part of think she's in Detroit, and she was on this Open Mic Sessions CD. You can find that CD on cdbaby.com. It is for sale and available. All right. We do have more exclusive spoken word poetry pieces. Tune in because we will be playing some more. Right now, I have a piece to share with you, and this one's titled The poet is Gamani, but the piece is titled Niggas Love Shit. For those who haven't heard, this is a wild piece. Listen up.
Niggas love shit. Niggas will start some shit. Niggas love to see some shit. Niggas will watch some shit to avoid thinking about shit. Niggas love to hear about shit because niggas love to talk shit. When niggas can't find some shit, niggas will create some shit. After all, niggas need shit. Niggas want some shit, but niggas don't know how to get the real shit. So niggas settle for secondhand shit, like that shit is the shit. Niggas love shit. Niggas will sell some shit. Niggas will give you shit. Niggas will steal some shit. Niggas will hide shit. Niggas will lie about shit. Niggas will kill over some shit. Niggas will even kill each other because that nigga wasn't shit. Now ain't that some shit? Niggas love shit. Niggas will keep shit going all day long. Niggas like to prolong shit. Niggas will proclaim some nonsensical shit, like somebody really gives a shit about that meaningless shit. Niggas don't worry about shit, because niggas believe shit will take care of itself. Niggas will do shit for shit's sake. Niggas will drink shit, smoke shit, shoot up some shit, snort some shit. Niggas fill their heads with shit. Niggas will travel to the ends of the earth just to get some weird ass shit. Niggas can't do without some shit. Niggas will argue about shit. Niggas will fight over shit. Niggas will beg for some shit. Niggas will get into some shit. Niggas get out of some shit. Ironically, niggas will even go to prison for some shit. Some go for shit that they didn't even do. Niggas will hold on to some shit. Niggas believe shit will always come tomorrow. Niggas won't read shit because niggas think they are the shit. Niggas love shit. Niggas will sing about shit. Niggas will laugh about shit. Niggas will cry about shit. Niggas will write about shit. Your shit, my shit, and everybody else's shit, because they really don't know shit about their own shit. Niggas love shit because niggas believe shit happens. But those that refuse to be niggas will not accept that niggified bullshit and will tell a man-made nigga, fuck that.
Work it all out.
Keep it going. Y'all put your hands together for Dante. How y'all doing? Good. I'm gonna do this piece, then I'm gonna get off the stage. I see why. I was chose to be born because I was chose to die to flesh. Not to stay hard pressed for struggle, but purged regardless of troubles, blessed with life to breathe, words to plant seeds, hands to reach out and touch lives, a mind to believe what's been prophesied, eyes to see what's been in the skies for so long, bearing all this strife of all we write in our poems. We've been carrying this cross for too long, dying in wars from sources unknown. Y'all think we're fighting for a cause, but it's divided we stand, divided we fall, scattered abroad because chosen ones won't yield to their call and it won't stop. So I gotta drop like perms drop straight every time I spit, watching some compete, hate, and talk about bullshit. You got a gift, use it.
Because anything that's not growing is dead. Abusing, are you breathing life with your words or making your bed to cast corrupted souls and clothes because of what you wrote, what you said. Using words to choke your fellow man. We've been abducted by evil. We've got blood on our hands. Understand that lethal injections of the enemy's plan is going forth. We're living in revelation, youth. And Satan doesn't walk with pitchforks and fiery boots, but we're stuck with AIDS, flame from STDs, lame from drug-addicted parents and broken wheels to succeed, and y'all believe that we are called. But y'all don't understand that lethal injections of the enemy's plan is going forth. We're living in revelation, youth. And Satan doesn't walk with pitchforks and fiery boots, but we're stuck with AIDS, flame from STDs, lame from drug-addicted parents and broken wheels to succeed, and y'all believe that we are called. Well, we are, but some of you are too afraid, so you don't engage in life. You part yourselves from reality and plead the blood of Jesus Christ because it kills you to see another boy get slayed, another girl get raped, watching the whole world OD off cocaine, so we pray. But just the other day, you were talking to the boy's killer and didn't even know it. A total stranger told you he had problems, but you had chosen to ignore it. See, right then, God had chosen you to listen, but your talent made you vain. You could have stopped that boy from getting shot. You could have helped that girl from getting raped, but you were too afraid to stand. Too afraid to stand. Too afraid to stand. You want to live? Try breathing with no oxygen. I'll watch you die trying. As you die, dying in the flesh, filled with vanity until there's none of us left. You want to speak? Try doing it without breath. This is a warning. Think about this right now. Don't wait until morning. Serious business. No, I'm not a religious freak, but people, we are not supposed to be weak-minded individuals. Always focus on the physical. We're human, but together we can walk in the spiritual. True poets are more than lyrical swords. We hear from the Lord, cut umbilical cords, expose the truth, taught, and you've realized the whole world hasn't been through what you've been through. You paid and are paying for your anointing and been appointed to speak, painting pictures of humble, laced with garments of meek. So when it's time to teach, teach. And when it's time to speak, speak and be heard. Because words heal, rebuke death, and save dying souls. And these are not my words. These are not my words. These are not my words. I've been chosen. And I want y'all to understand that this sun will never be frozen. I've noticed at times my conscience is wrong. And I'm guilty of dying, fighting a storm within the storm. There's no peace in the eye. Even still, it's time to do God's work. Let fools despise you. Do good that a fool might try to. We need to be true, not focus on tangible things. Let's look at creations like an angel's wings, never before seen. Don't try to repart the Red Seas. Let your heart breathe. Move with your calling. We've been victimized by our own situations, when the only way to get out is by confrontation. Lauryn Hill helped me spill my life onto a page and engage in truth without rhyme. Without lines, it's like life without dying. It won't happen. But if it does, it still makes sense. I wish someone could erase this. Hand clapping, finger snapping, people stop acting. Take heed to these words birthed into your brains. We're living in the final days. Don't sleep, poets. Keep your eyes open. Y'all want the truth? We're hurting, missing the bigger picture. Curtains closed and life is hoping for an encore. But we might be much more than likely loved by more if we don't ignore our gift. Thank you.
This turns into Poetry After Dark, and I'm your host, Angelic Poetess. Hope you all are enjoying the show and enjoying this poetry and spoken word that we're listening to tonight. Again, if you want to call in and do a piece, the number is 347-826-9842. And I'll definitely open up your mic so you can get on. All right, so we're going to keep it going here with the music and poetry.
Play some for me, Alicia.
There you go, Chris.
What's up? Just got something on my mind.
Well, speak on it, girl.
Oh.
It's impossible. It's impossible to love you. If you don't, let me know what you're feeling, babe. Oh, yeah. It's impossible.
Complex. Unfortunately, I've only seen him once. Tall, brown-skinned brother with locks that you can run your fingers through and get lost. Unfortunately, see, we're two artists trying to master that craft that was God-given to us. See, I'm a poet and he's a tapper. Unfortunately, he wakes me up 7 a.m. in the morning and I've only gotten 3 hours of sleep. See, as a poet, I step out my house at 8 p.m. to head to the microphones at different venues. And of course, anybody who knows how a poetry venue runs, once the door's locked, the DJ goes home and the mic shuts off, a cipher starts in the parking lot. So we don't get home till 2 or 3 in the morning, so of course I'm asleep by 4, but by 7 I'm hearing this tip, tap, 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 tip, tap. Now, any other resident would want to know his phone line to go up and say, hey, you're creeping into my sleep time. But to me, it's music. My first love, poetry, is actually my mistress. So I roll from my stomach onto my back, and I stare up at the ceiling, becoming his audience that he doesn't even know exists. And I'm wondering if he has a bounce in his steps and if he's perfected standing on the tips of his toes like Bill Bojangles Robinson. I'm wondering if his moves are just that copacetic. Then again, I'm thinking to myself, does he have his slide down packed like Jimmy Slide. I can imagine he loves to challenge anyone, anytime, any place, and anywhere. Like Mr. Sandman Sims, rest in peace, brother, rest in peace. Then again, like I say, I've only seen the brother once, but he has a smooth gentleness to him, kind of like Gregory Hines. And I'm thinking to myself, if he moves his feet so quick, you know, watch that beat. If you blink one time, will you miss that rhythm? Kind of like Savion Glover. See, to me, his taps are like music and rhythm. His taps are like music and rhythm. So I just watch on and I clap on and I watch on and I clap on. And again, like I say, anybody else would want to find out his phone line and go up and say, you're creeping into my sleep time. But to me, his melodies is like music. Brother, tap on, tap on, tap on.
sometimes to put my feelings into words. And I know because of all the hurt in my past, I tend to shy away from emotional commitments. But what I feel for you is so real and so strong, I couldn't walk away even if I wanted to. So baby, I'm yours.
Straight cheese, rhymes I make these. Whack MCs, I hate these. Radio consistently play these generic, gimmicky compositions. Got me pulling the ink off my sheets and slapping cats with my parentheses. Filling these listeners of lyricism with BS, polluting their paragraphs with materialistic philosophy. Pouring propaganda into the mind of the influential. It's detrimental. This gets me violent, crawling through 200 degrees sand in search of an oasis in this desert of hip hop. I'm on a quest to quench my thirst with verse that is creative, but all that's in the atmosphere is money and bitches, jewelry, illegal activity, squandering greenback for mere possessions. It gets me agitated, I'm irritated, aggravated. I'm ready to spit wisdom, pour knowledge in your Kool-Aid. I'm ready to murder these so-called murderous MCs. Yo, you ain't a drug trafficker. You make your money off of mediocre metaphors laced with make-believe massacres. You not a rapper, you a character. Got me ready to attack you rivals with a rifle loaded with semicolons and exclamation points and pop off until you get the point. Cause sometimes I get homicidal thoughts. See these 9mm of rhymes be committing crimes in the back of the mind. And when my tongue cocks back on the hammers of hot raps, I bust off quicker than an impotent senior citizen. Assassin feminine, got you hesitant to hold your pen. I got that dime flow with nickel-plated sentences. Ghostwriting for my nemesis and charge high percentages. I'm a simile specialist with vest that bulletproofer. Infected with a verbal tumor, I'm sick. Injecting my virus on your computer just so you can download my hot flow. Y'all beg me to sneeze on your loose leaf sheets and blow my nose and you're inadequate prose. Hell no, black roads like I who rode the underground railroad. Cause I refuse to slay for radio play and I refuse to hear the nonsense you got coming my way. I can tell by the way you write, you must rewind Love Jones and play Brother to the Night. Recite that shit till you get it right, am I right? Of course I am, you ignorant, arrogant Africans. Cut your shenanigans, you're a lyrical embarrassment. Have you vanished into slow? flow like Napster on the internet. Keep coming with the corny poetry, you'll be in a hole, see? Deep like 6 feet, it's unattractive. Drop so much shit, you flow laxatives. I'm the adolescent with a flow so abundant, it assassinates the game's redundance. I'm above it. Stop playing. Your amazing phrasing was really a fabrication of articulation, defacing realness with the basics. You pale like Michael's pigmentation. Your skill is a figment of your A&R's imagination. If you just wrote some rhyme that you have in your mind instead of conforming to the norm that you heard all the time, you'd be fine. But in the meantime, I'll be in the audience, not applauding your fraudulence and make you my rival with thoughts homicidal. Cause sometimes, just sometimes, I get homicidal thoughts.
The hardest time you could imagine. Many times her eyes fought back the tears, Lord, Lord. And when her useful world was about to fall in, each time a slender shoulder fought the weight of all the fear. Let me hold her for all time. If I love just one possession, I would pick her from the garden to be mine. Sometimes,
But when you feel like you need me, or you can call me. You see, because I'll be somewhere around. You see, not only that, you see, I'll be your bridge over troubled waters. You see, the reason why I say this, baby, is because I love you, girl. I love you so much. Oh, sometimes I can't even explain. You see, you're like a flower that blooms in any season. And that's why I like to say, you're my flower, baby. You're my flower. Oh, baby. A flower.
Into Poetry After Dark. I'm your host, the Angelic Poetess, and I hope you all are enjoying the show tonight. Getting back to the old school, y'all don't know nothing about that. Fuck all. It ain't got nothing to do with age. It's what you've been brought up with, and that's the main reason why I play what I play, because that's what I like to play, that's what I grew up on, and that's the only music I really get down with these days. So. Anyhow, we still have some more poetry tracks, exclusive tracks for you guys tonight that I'm going to be playing. And towards the end of the show, I'm going to get myself ready. You know, some people are like, oh, you got to get ready. I got to get ready. The Angelic Poetess is not ready. But I have a new piece that I want to share with you guys. And now as soon as I get myself geared up, I'll be spitting that for you. But in the meantime, in between time, we're going to listen to David Hudson and You Can't Stop Me.
Man, I don't know what's going on in this world.
What you
got
about?
So many people out there trying to stop me,
trying
to stop me from doing what I want to do,
right,
trying to prevent
that.
Me and hinder me and throw roadblocks in the way and prevent me from being successful
you
in this world.
You can't stop me. You may think you can, but you can't. You may try and prevent my progress through your ignorance and ugliness, but you can't stop me.
Man,
you may try and slander my name and maybe call me insane, but you can't stop me. You may try and sabotage my work. You may try and magnify all of my mistakes, but you can't stop me because I refuse to be stopped. You can't stop the inevitable. You can't stop a protective force. You can't stop what it's meant to be. You can't stop what your understanding can't
see. Man, I don't know what's going on in this
world.
You
may think I'm beneath you, but you know the truth. You may think I'm not capable, but you know the truth. All of the attributes I possess, I was born with. Face it, I'm blessed. So I say to you, move out of my way. Because no matter what you do, you can't stop me.
Man, I don't know what's going on in this world.
Thank you.
But I believe that we've only just begun. When it's this good, there's no saying no. I want you so, I'm ready to go. From the fire to the limit to go on. For just to be with you, I'd gladly risk it all. Through the fire to whatever that might lay. For just to be with you, I'd take it all away. Right down to the wire, even through the fire.
Listen to the struggles of the world I enter. Submerged in life, I grow tired of the redundancies in the center. I hunger for more than I can see with my uncircumcised eyes as I continue to feed on knowledge and necessity to survive. Choking on lies like reparations and no child left behind when, in fact, one is left every day whose skin is black like mine. It burns as I release my anguish of the stress I feel inside of having to face imposed ancestral curses and other self-hatred that lash upon my back like the sting of the master's whip in between shoulder and hip. But with truth injected and the lies rejected, I won't be left naked. Muffled voices spark my interest as I change my directions. I feel a disconnection as I think of my entrance, or should I say, my ejections. Into consciousness, I will live to become the sun, lighting the dark by way of the moon until the morning comes. But who will stand up for me when my time has come? Should I end it all now, or should I see what is in the distance? But who will you stand up for me when my time has come? Why do I concern myself with such decisions when I am only an infant?
Termite, what's up with these niggas nowadays thinking that poetry is a female art and shit, man?
Dog, let me tell you something. They come to me about that same bullshit about how much I should be a rapper and all that. I tell them, you need to just come check it out sometime, because I say the same shit you say, just that my shit got a message.
Them motherfuckers just don't understand, dog.
Dog, telling you, they need to know.
Rap stand for Rhythmic American Poetry anyway, right?
Who you telling?
Fuck it, drop the bomb on them, dog.
Please don't make any sudden movements or give me a look that I don't like. I'm a time bomb with a fail-safe fuse that I love to sit here at night. But before we have drama, let me explain why I'm on the stage right now doing this. I'm sick of niggas thinking male poets are punks. The nerves of these niggas are getting me pissed. I planted myself inside a termite because he speaks for a lot of people, those like him, which was created. Him, like me, like you, like she. Just trying to figure out why a nigga so intimidated by a street nigga that made it. So why are niggas so intimidated by a street nigga that made it? He didn't make it to his ultimate goal, but that's well anticipated. I'm talking about that street nigga that got something going for himself. He's been down and out, but now he's got his own shit and won't mind regulating somebody else's health. People always ask me, why do I send mixed signals in my poems from good to the bad to the peaceful to the violent? Because when I was peaceful, life made me violent, and since I was violent, society made me silent, because I had a rough life, and personally, my life clock is what it tried to harm. Life scratched me and bumped me, beat me and jumped me, that's why I wear life scars on my arm. If there's anybody out there that knows what I'm talking about, then y'all can relate to this piece. Y'all gonna be the only one safe on my time. I'ma hit zero because there's going to be a whole lot of ignorant deceased. I had a sister and a daughter and a couple of friends who all died before I did. I was pissed off because I was the one who prayed for it, looking for the Grim Reaper, but that nigga hid. He told me that I was a street nigga that wasn't never going to make it off the block. I wasn't a real spoken word concealer. Kept sending people saying poetry for punk shit. I got the spirit of a king, heart of a dope dealer. Don't forget the boldness of a clansman hanging with folk niggas and the mindset of a millionaire chilling on eight figures. But at the end of the day, when you got to reflect and categorize the type of person you think you should be, I'm still a person of everlasting talents, or as you would know it better as a P-O-E-T. Just because I start expressing my views in a different way respectfully, I did become a poet. Don't think I forgot where the fuck I came from, this is my way on trying to show it. If you would have asked me back in my heated days, do I ever see myself at a poetry venue, the answer would have been no. I would have never ever thought this. But don't stare at me like I'm supposed to bow down to you. I'm quick to throw hands even though I'm a spoken word artist. And even though I turned to poetry as an escape from this cold world full of sorrows and crazy crowds, you forgot one thing. I'm still turning my trio, still enforced, and still a franchise. I'm still a legend, still part of a dynasty. My clique still rising as an empire. I transformed myself from a violent crime lord to a spoken word poetic headliner. So why are niggas so intimidated by a street nigga that made it? It's because we're on another level, but yet we can act ghetto, because we can trust people who we are not related. Because yes, I am a male poet, but don't let that simple fact become a stereotype to get you sidetracked. Just because I know a little Shakespeare, don't think I'm gonna finish you off with a metal baseball bat. But if worse gonna worse, I still don't have no problems tucking my black 9mm gas. So hopefully you heard my words and then you listened to my words, just so it wouldn't have to come to that. But it did have to come to this. The time inside me just hit 6. That means you got about 5 seconds to get that ass fixed. Let's count it off. 5. You start thinking about your life and you can appreciate it now because you're still alive. 4. You start seeing how beautiful everybody else is, but you never said nothing before, especially that chick. 3. Shit. 2. You start praying the ways nobody else has ever seen you do. The clock hits 1, you realize somebody just blew up the stage, you start seeing 4 1 second at a time. But then the clock hits 0, then all of a sudden, instead of hating the poets, dog, what did you accomplish in your lifetime? I'm resurrected.
You tuned in to Poetry After Dark. I'm your host, the Angelic Poetess. Hope you all enjoyed the show. We got about a half an hour left. And as promised, I will deliver. I got a piece for you guys. And this one is titled, Breaking These Chains. As I look back on the previous engagements of my life, I wonder, if I was to listen to those words of wisdom and guidance, would my life be any different? Would the shades of my life be brighter? A fight in life is what was made, but I need to break these chains, chains linked one by one, when nothing matters to me under the sun. When I look in the mirror and wonder what have I become? The sun rises and sets on the face in my will, the will to survive and not close my eyes and hide, to not roll over and die. I just want to ask why things are. Why does the night seem longer than the day? Why must we have choices impossible to comprehend, judgments by others and false represents? Everything's a puzzle, a line, not present. An adolescent robbed of its purity, but just for a second, pretend. Pretend it's just you and me. Walk this line, get a glimpse of this journey. I just want to break these chains that sent all this rain and supplied all this pain. I don't want this no more. Mm-mm, no more. Moving forward is the destiny, and it's my goal. Fold the past and shape it to its destination. Grasping all that makes me who I am. I am P-O-E-T-R-Y, no lie. I am W-O-M-A-N until the end. I am a child of God. This is my life, and I must break the chain. For the cycle is only in use when I engage. So I release this rage, and I turn the page. See, I am on stage, but only I can pull these curtains. And that's that piece, the Angelic Culture. All righty, so I hope you all enjoyed my piece that I just said, brand new. You heard it here first. We're going to continue to stay on. Like I said, we got about a half hour left, so more music.
Ever loved someone so much that you could feel it deep down in your soul? Girl, I dream. Well, this is how I feel about the one I love. Let's sing it together. Yeah.
Baby, am I invisible? Am I not standing right here and yet you don't see me? I'm the one on whose shoulders you have leaned on. I'm the one who has supported your dreams and assisting in crafting your master plan. I'm the one who has met your needs even though you gave away your counterfeit tiaras to every wannabe queen. I'm the one. Wait. Why am I wasting my words? Spilling my heart, soul, and blood into this ink. Wasting my breath, knowing that the hood over those eyes will never rise. When will you realize that all of this time I've been writing your view, hiding in plain sight in the disguise of friend, your confidant, your homie, your girl, the only constant in your world, who you come to for unprejudiced advice and then flap consistently when you sigh, why can't I find a woman just like you? Damn, now I'm really confused. Maybe if you stop looking into all those big eyes and taking refuge inside all those fat thighs, perhaps you could start to hear all those fragrant lies and then come home to the one on whose shoulders you cried. Now, I recognize what I need to do is to start my own revolutionary war to make this change with you. So, this woman, in order to form the most perfect union, come before you to make this declaration, throwing all of my pride aside, prepared to belittle myself for any and all who will listen. Spiritually naked, standing on the cinder blocks that formerly surrounded my heart, stripped of my jaded shield and armor, armed with Cupid's last arrow aimed at your heart, hoping, no, pleading that this declaration of dependence is heard and accepted. Baby, for the last time I will proclaim, for better or worse, I need you. In sickness and in health, I am there for you. From this day forward, I will always love you. Can we move on to our future without an emotional war ensuing? Can we build our kingdom without adding more broken hearts and dead bodies into our aftermath? Because if you search deep into your soul, you will discover what I have always known. That through all the distractions, you, mind, body, and soul belong. Thank you.
if I cried every time I felt like it, would I still be the man you want? If I admitted to being scared every time I was, would I still be the man you want? Is sensitivity what you really want, or is that just a guess? 'Cause baby, I confess, I just don't know. If I acquiesced to your every whim because my heart told me to, would that be man enough for you? What would come to mind if you were to find that I'm so strong only because my heart's been broken so many times? An open heart doesn't appear to be high enough stakes. You want the heart that's hard to penetrate, cold, callous. So it's not just a fallacy that you want a man you can change, making it more difficult for you and me. 'Cause my mama told me never to change for nobody. In other words, I'd better learn to hide my feminine side, which is sensitive to the fact that I'm disappointing you because I can't be the man you want me to be. So as of late, we're at this stalemate, and my fate is off every time I give up my point of view because to you I'm not being a man. But damn, you complain just the same when I do stick to my game, making me believe that loving me's in vain, whether or not I change. Is sensitivity what you really want? Or is that just a guess? 'Cause baby, I confess, I just don't know.
Listen. I love the way you smile. It's like the sun casting a bright light over the meadows, only to reveal fields of rose petals and cast shadows over your ghettos, baby. But I'd rather watch your tears fall, so that I can see clear all of the pain you're forced to contain.
All the pain.
I see your heart straining to conceal the pain when your soul reveals the same, but I can love you past your pain.
Your pain.
See your mascara runs dry, showing traces of swelling around your eyes, and those weren't hickeys on your arms, but fingerprints of harm from when he tried to keep you calm and restrained you. He emotionally enslaved you, but you behave like an angel.
Like an angel.
Baby, I know that your man loves you. I can tell from the bruises on your neck, he likes to hug you, he likes to touch you. It's easy to be so soft-spoken when you remain heartbroken.
Don't hide.
You left your heart and apartment open, issued an emotional eviction notice, and closed it and called all men hopeless. But sweetheart, all I need is a minute to explain, because I can love you past your pain.
I can.
Don't give up on mankind because you haven't found the kind man or you haven't found the right man. Were you looking for a big, bold, beautiful, flowing bank account or a sweet, sincere soul to blow on your back out? Because your eyes can tell lies with physical beauty distractions, and immature mind can't fully understand the attraction. And how can you love this loser more after he slaps and attacks you in front of other ladies he daps you instead of hugs you, and you're still convinced that this bastard loves you, baby? I don't mean to bug you, but I can love you past your pain.
Your pain.
See, when you misbehave, daddy knows how to spank you in a way where you don't have to tell your girls you fell and sprained your ankle. And I know how to play rough without losing my gentle touch. And I can tell when enough's enough, when you crave for my softer touch. Like I know my role is different from being into it and being intimate. And you'll never be without a shelter when the weather's inclement. I may not keep you dry, but I'm with you when it rains, baby.
I'm with you when it rains.
I can love you past your pain. My sensitivity knows to hold you when your mom's sick and not scold you over little conflicts, and how to find solutions and resolutions and follow through with proper execution instead of making excuses. Even when you talk up useless facts, I become your student. I mean, when was the last time your man listened to your every word?
Can't remember.
And asked you to speak up and repeat because you weren't heard, or stood on the curb and watched you walk in your house? I'm talking about falling asleep holding you on the couch and kissing your forehead before you turn the lights out. I'm telling you right now, baby, I can love you past your pain.
Your pain.
And I can put you to sleep and have you dream of me as I lay next to you and make love in 143 different ways before ever having sex with you. And you'll never have to compare something that I did with something you assume to be ex would do. Because this is more than about going to bed with you. Like a book I want to be read with you. Like black words on white pages become one with you. Because when you call, my love, when you call, I won't just come but run to you. And I'll never stop loving you. And all the while, I'm going to treat you like you want me to.
'cause I'm prepared to treat you more and more like a queen and less like a dame. 'Cause my lady, just let me. I care.
Love you.
Love you.
Pass.
Pass.
Your pain.
Your pain.
Poetry After Dark is coming to its closing at this time. Thank you all that stopped through. I'm glad you all enjoyed the show, those that was in the chat room, those listening via Facebook. Thank you for the love, and those also on the phone line. Poetry After Dark will be airing next Friday at its regular time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard. I look forward to seeing you guys. And, of course, the Black Butterfly Show, where I feature poetry pieces from the Black Women Poetry Group that's on Black Planet. That will be on this upcoming Tuesday. So peace and love. You have a great night. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.
for now. We'll have our second time around. But before you go, there's something I'd like to say. Everything's not what it seems. There's a stronger force behind the scenes. He's in our lives every day. He's right there when we call.
Say amen.